Good morning, Elias. How are you?
As always, and yourself?
Getting better every day.
Very well. And what have you been engaging and what have you been accomplishing?
Well, many things. I'm going to start with a couple of fun things. The other night, there was a hot air balloon that was in the air and we saw it land. So we went over to, you know, check it out and take some pictures. And when we got back, we looked at the pictures and there were these bright green glowing orbs in some of the pictures on the ground. And, you know, to me, they were way too bright to be like a lens flare or, you know, something like that. So I wanted to see what exactly that was. Was it one of the Gettysburg ghosts, or was it, you know, what was it?
I would express that, yes, it is other energies, other essences.
From the war, or just other essences connected to me?
No, but not necessarily.
But not necessarily connected to me? Just?
No.
Okay, just in the area?
Yes.
Okay. That's cool. All right, and then I had another very long, interesting summer. I took that work camping job because I envisioned it as being like a chance to bring art and different aspects of art to a group of people at a campground, and it didn't turn out like that at all. When I got there, it turned out it was supposed to be more like an activities director creating activities for children, which I hate. And there weren't that many children. So she moved me into reservations, but I was still supposed to help with this festival. But every time I tried to do something for the festival, it was, you know, not welcome. My ideas weren't welcome. So I got the impression that she wanted more of a puppet than she did want somebody with fresh ideas to just take it and run with it and, you know, make it a great event. So I wanted to go ahead. Okay. So my question is, why did I create that? Because, you know, I thought I was in a good place when that popped out up and it came, you know, it came together very seamlessly. So it seemed like it was a good idea to move forward with it, but it turned out so very different. So why did I create it like that?
As an opportunity to be creative with an individual that perhaps is perceiving in a very different capacity. This was an opportunity for you to practice being flexible and using your creativity to engage the individual and maneuver in a manner that would allow you to be successful. This is the point, is to be in any situation, regardless of what it is, regardless of what direction another individual is moving in, it is a matter of you incorporating a moment to be creative and to inspire yourself and to evaluate how can you move in a direction that allows you to accomplish what you want to accomplish, but is not opposing the other individual, honors the other individual, and cooperates with the other individual.
Well, on one level, I feel I did that because I created paying off my cruise and the bills from the bed and the IRS balance. And so in a way, I accomplished that goal, but I don't feel like I accomplished being creative at all. I didn't really feel creative there at all.
I'm understanding. But you did accomplish some of the directions that you wanted to accomplish. It is a matter of, in the moment, what is more important.
Right, and that was definitely more important. So how do you think that I did on the being flexible part?
I would express in some manners, I would acknowledge you in being more flexible, and in some, I would express you could engage more practice. But the point is evaluating what is the most important factor to you, and then acknowledging when you accomplish that piece that is important to you.
Well, and I feel I did that because once I had accomplished all that, I could feel that it was getting close to time that I was going to be asked to leave. And, you know, I know we create in the moment, but after getting back here and within, you know, 2 weeks having this emergency surgery, it seemed like it, like part of me knew that that was coming up and it, I needed to get back to somewhere safe to begin with.
And I would acknowledge that.
So how does that come to play with creating in the moment? Like, you know, you don't...
Because you are generating choices in every moment, but you are always also being guided by your desire. They don't move in opposition to each other, but your desire does not always move in a direction that is accomplished necessarily in a comfortable or what you think of as positive manner, but that doesn't mean it isn't being accomplished. Therefore, it is a matter of your desire is always moving you forward. But it is also a matter of being aware in the moment of what choices you are engaging. And that determines how smoothly it moves, or what direction it moves in, or whether you are comfortable in what you are doing or not. And I would also express that in part, in being aware, you also begin to realize that at times you recognize that you might not be comfortable, but you also know that you are moving in the direction that you want, and therefore being uncomfortable is not necessarily categorized as bad.
So being uncomfortable in being asked to leave?
Correct.
Okay. So was I tapping into the most likely probability that that surgery was going to happen, and I made the choices according to that?
No, because in that manner of thinking, you are assuming that those probabilities already exist.
Right.
You aren't necessarily generating them in the moment, but yes, it is a matter of your intuition. And your intuition playing into that, even if you aren't necessarily objectively aware of it, your intuition expressing information about what is already in motion, of what you are already creating, and therefore you moving in a direction of generating choices accordingly.
Okay, which brings me to my next point. Why did I create that surgery?
And your assessment?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I already had my hip surgery. So you know, it was good timing that if I had to have a surgery, to have it this year, because it wouldn't cost me anything. But nothing really stands out as to why I created, you know, having that episode, that whole event.
I would express, first of all, that this is a matter of, this didn't merely suddenly occur. You may have been suddenly aware of it, but it is not a situation that merely suddenly occurred. And in that, this is also a matter of what you pay attention to and what you don't pay attention to in relation to maintenance with your body consciousness. And in that, I would express that, as you said, that the timing for addressing to it was efficient, and therefore you were moving in a beneficial direction for yourself in regards to that. As to why did you create it to begin with, this is an ongoing situation and has not been a recent or sudden action that has developed within your body consciousness. And in that, I would say to you that you already know the answer to that question. Are you always being mindful of how you are maintaining your body consciousness and what you are doing with it and what you are consuming and how you are caring for it? No. Are you more so than you were years prior? Yes. But I would also express that with certain situations, with certain organs, their development in these types of directions can be accumulating for years and years and years. And therefore, even if you are altering how you are maintaining your body consciousness, you may have already been creating some situation or some damage that you aren't necessarily altering because you aren't aware of it, and therefore you aren't addressing to it, and therefore it continues to move in that direction.
Okay, well, if you go with the premise that, you know, all illness is dis-ease, a dis-ease in your, you know, subconsciously that you're not dealing with that eventually manifests physically and has to be addressed to, is there one thing that's attached to why I created this dis-ease to begin with?
Not necessarily. It is not one thing. It is a combination of expressions. I would express that it is a combination of stress, irritation, not necessarily paying attention to your body consciousness and maintaining it in a consistent manner that is healthy for you, knowing your body consciousness. And therefore, there are several factors that move in tandem with each other.
But it's not like one group, one area, it's not related to like one area of something that I'm not paying attention to?
No.
No. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when you talk about...
No, it is not associated with one issue. No.
Okay. So when you talk about, you know, what's right for me, are you talking about just what I put into my body or also physically too?
All of it.
Okay. Can you give me a hint on what would be more, you know, more in keeping with it? I mean, you know, I've tried juicing, I've tried different things, but I never noticed this great difference that some other people notice when they change their dietary intake. And I always come back to, well, Elias says we could eat rocks and survive on that. It's a matter of beliefs. So is it...
You could, but as I have expressed with other individuals, it is more a matter of constructs than it is of your belief. But I would express that in that, in relation to the constructs, it is also a matter of what you believe, not necessarily merely belief. But in that, the factor that I have expressed that is merely an example of how many other influences there are in your lives that are affecting of you. And in that, that statement was not offered to encourage any of you in the direction that you could only walk, but to emphasize a point. Now, in that, I would express that it is a matter of being aware of all of these other influences that are affecting of you continuously. Being aware of your own body consciousness, what is an effective and efficient maintenance of it, what moves smoothly with your body consciousness and what does not, and in that, how to maintain it in a healthy capacity for you, which would be different than another individual, perhaps similar to some, but significantly different from some also. This is the reason that it is important to pay attention individually and knowing that everything you do is affecting of your body consciousness, because your body consciousness is not separate from you. It isn't a separate entity. And therefore, anything that is affecting of you potentially affects your body also. But in that, there are definitely choices that you can engage that will move in a direction of maintaining your body in what you identify or define as a healthy capacity. Yes, what you consume is part of it. What you do and how you move and how you use your body is another part of it. The factor of anxiety, aggravation, stress, that is another part of it. Your emotional expression is another part. Therefore, it is a matter of balancing, and you don't balance in one area. You either balance in everything or you are not balanced. Therefore, it is a matter of engaging the whole picture, in a manner of speaking, and balancing that. And there are very obvious pieces that you are aware of from the beginning. You are already aware of some pieces that are being expressed even collectively. Now, this doesn't mean that you are required or it is necessary for you to be exceptionally careful about what you consume, but there are some basics that are very obvious and that would be applicable to almost everyone. I won't express everyone as a blanket statement because some individuals, in relation to how they engage constructs, create very differently, and therefore there are exceptions. But there are some basics that are applicable to almost all humans.
Could you outline those?
Yes. I would express that, first of all, it is important that you are moving, that you are active. Now, active does not mean standing or sitting. It does not mean transporting yourself in a vehicle from one place to another place and merely being in a particular position in whatever place you are in. It means to be moving. You are, as a species, naturally somewhat nomadic. Therefore, naturally, as a species, you walk, you run, you climb, you swim. These are actions that you naturally engage as a species. In that, just as with any other species, you engage dogs. You love them, you appreciate them, you engage with them, you have them as companions, and you know that this is a species that is also somewhat nomadic, regardless that they establish certain territories, which is also similar to humans, but they walk considerably. Therefore, you know, in interpreting dogs as companions, that it is important that they interpret certain amounts of exercise, and a significant part of that exercise is walking. Why? Because that is an action that dogs naturally do to gather information. It allows them to use their nose significantly, and they gather information. Walking is not merely an action to release energy for a dog. It is also an important action for them because it stimulates their brain. because they are continuously using their nose and giving themselves information, and it encourages them to puzzle out situations. Therefore, you know, as a human, that this is an important factor for this animal because it is natural to them. In the same capacity, it is a matter of looking at yourself as a human and your species and what is a natural action for you. What are the natural movements that you do? Unlike some animals, you are more versatile. You walk, you run, you climb, you swim. Not all animals do that. Some climb, some swim, some walk, some run. They don't all do all of those actions. But as a human, you do.
Okay, so what would be the next component?
I would express that in addition to movement, it is a matter of paying attention to what you consume, your diet, and generating a balance with that, and also moving in a direction that is more natural to you. In the previous century, your species, humans, has moved in a direction of inventing more and more expressions for convenience and quickness. You place a high value on fast. And therefore, you sacrifice significant elements of your health in relation to convenience and fast. In this, that also has taken a considerable toll in creating this ease. I would express that it does it in humans and it does it in dogs and cats primarily, because you transfer that quick and convenient to your companions also. And in relation to what you consume, that is a significant piece. I have expressed for a significant time framework now that incorporating all of this processed food likely will, for most of you, and it does, create repercussions. Your bodies are not designed to incorporate that type of food sources in a healthy and functioning capacity. Therefore, it does create dis-ease. I would express to you, as you already know, within your past century, you have increased the amount of dis-ease and cancer in not only humans, but in dogs and cats also. 100-fold. And I would express a tremendous amount of that is associated with what you consume. Another factor is anxiety, stress, and aggravation.
Going back to the diet real quick. So are you, what we would consider like a paleo type diet, is that the best type of diet for our species?
I would express that the most efficient diet for you would be to incorporate simple whole foods, meaning anything that is in its original form.
Does that include meat, or is that?
Yes.
Okay. So, yes. How about like dairy, like milk?
I would express, as I have previously, dairy such as in the form of milk, cream, yogurt, sour cream, ice cream. Those types of milk products, not cheese. Cottage cheese, yes, moves in that category. Not hard cheeses, because their structure changes in the process of aging. But in relation to those other dairy products, this is entirely unnatural for you. You are human. You are a different species.
Okay, so how about, but not breads then, because that's all manufactured.
I would express that if you are incorporating bread that does not contain sugar and that has very few ingredients, I would express in relation to bread, that would be also an individual assessment, because some individuals can consume and tolerate breads and it will not be bothersome to them. Other individuals, it would be. Therefore, that is a matter of assessing how well your individual body consciousness assimilates that food source without sugars. I would express that bread can be, in moderation, an adequate food source. I would express that it is promoted, and there is much propaganda around it to encourage you to consume it when it is not actually necessary. Very similar to dairy products, milk, which is entirely unnatural. No human, not one human, requires milk from another species. And you definitely do not require any type of milk, even from your own species, after the age of 2.
Yeah, I agree with that. So would you say my son Curtis, would you say he eats an optimal diet for himself?
In what capacity?
Well, talking about, you know, the best things for maintenance, for, you know, feeling the best. You know, he's always pushing what you should and shouldn't eat. So I was just curious if his own personal diet is optimal for his best maintenance of his body.
Yes.
It is?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Do you think that type of diet I guess since we're related, I don't know how much that has to do with it, but would that be an optimal diet for myself also?
I would express very similar, yes.
Great. Perhaps. So now I have to tell him he was right.
Perhaps not identical, but very similar.
Okay. I wanted to ask, years ago, we had talked about, you know, my lifelong goal of achieving financial freedom, and you had made a remark back then that I will attain it, but not in any way that I've discovered yet. And, you know, since then, I've tried and done a lot of different things, but I still don't think that I've found either that area or that one thing. So A, would you agree with that? And B, do you still feel that I'm moving towards it?
B, are you still moving towards it? Yes, that I would acknowledge. A, I would agree with that you haven't discovered that yet, but I would also express that part of that is that you are continuing to specifically look for something that generates money.
And instead, I should be doing what?
Moving in directions that are natural and enjoyable and creative for you, and not necessarily attaching that piece of money to it. Because whenever you do that, you have a tendency to move that piece of money and its importance into the most primary position. That it becomes a significant motivating factor for you, whether you will engage something or you won't engage something, is based upon its potential to generate money in whatever capacity.
Do you think I'm getting closer?
Yes, but as I have expressed in relation to other subjects, this is one of those subjects that is directly in front of your face and you can't see it.
Well, that's frustrating. It's been a very challenging time. I just, you know, I feel like I'm floundering right now. I'm just not, you know, I just don't really have like a definite plan for next summer. I want to do something that's either around teaching art or involved in our community, or I want to do something where I'm learning something brand new that's very interesting to me. And I read the session you just did with somebody else where you told them to just be open, and I'm working on, you know, holding my attention in that direction of just being open to attracting something that has those two things, but I've just felt really stuck.
That also does not mean waiting.
Right. I've still been looking at, like, the Work Camper News and investigating, like, different art camps and...
Yes. Yeah. I would very much be encouraging of you in that. Yes. Because it is a matter of incorporating action and not merely waiting for something to appear. It is also a matter of paying attention to what you are doing, and I cannot emphasize this strongly enough, within your daily routine and activities. Paying attention to how that is in harmony with what you want to create or whether it isn't.
I just felt so like unmotivated. And, you know, I thought maybe part of it was like, was feeling maybe part of what Mary was going through with Polly, you know, when you had told Linda that she had really detached. There was like,
now that I would acknowledge to you, and I would agree with you in relation to that, because I would express that not only have you been energetically connecting with Michael, but that also generates triggers within you personally in relation to your own experiences and your own grieving processes. And in that, I would say to you that with your own experiences, that grieving process is still, to a lesser degree, but still active in some capacities. Therefore, I would express that, yes, you have been energetically connecting with Michael, but I would also acknowledge to you that that has also generated your own personal triggers, which create difficulty. It creates somewhat more of a sluggishness, in a manner of speaking, because you are paying attention to that, and it can easily move you in a direction of concentrating on feelings, and that definitely affects motivation. And in addition to that, I would express that another piece that is affecting, and most individuals don't consider it, is that there is a tremendous amount of energy that is being expressed within your world, and has been throughout this year a tremendous accumulation of that energy building and building and building. And within your previous 2 weeks, you have witnessed the explosion of that.
With the hurricanes and earthquakes?
Yes. And that energy is affecting. Now, it is also a matter of what you do with it. But if you are not objectively aware of it, you are unlikely to be choosing in a direction other than paying attention to the feelings.
My new little dog, Gypsy, would, it seems like she may be like Google would have been when he was about that age. Is Google's part of Google in her?
Yeah.
And do you think that's pretty accurate, that that's what he would have been like at about that age?
Yes, okay. Very similar.
So she's not Google, but Google's a part of her, like Calvin's a part of Echo?
Yes.
Okay. And I wanted to ask about Buffy, Carol's dog. She breathes so heavy, and it's very hard to take her anywhere for like a walk or something, because it just seems like she's just gonna pass out from breathing so hard. And she's been checked out by the vet and gotten a clean bill of health. So I'm wondering if you could give some insight onto what's going on with her, and if it's hurting her if we take her somewhere for a walk.
I would express that if you are engaging working with her if you do it at her pace. If you encourage her to move slower, that she can engage walking. I would suggest that they be briefer walks and slow, and perhaps you can incorporate more of them if they are briefer and slower. But
what's creating the breathing issue?
I would express that anything that requires exertion is the breathing is a reactive expression.
So exertion, like getting ready to go for a car ride, her excitement to go?
Yes.
So she does enjoy going.
Yes.
But what brought on the breathing issue?
I would express that it is very similar to you or humans with triggers.
Triggers as in excitement?
Anything. Anything can generate a trigger. And the trigger is exertion. It doesn't matter whether the imagery or the expression is something that you term to be positive or negative, the body will react.
Did it have anything to do with all the dogs passing last year?
I would express that adds to it, but it is merely a trigger in relation to any type of exertion.
Is it a message to Carol in some way?
To be more comfortable in slowing down and taking your time? Yes.
Okay, is it related to her track experience in any way?
In relation to pushing, yes.
So, not going with the natural flow?
Correct.
Okay. So, it's not hurting her to take her for in a car ride to go for a walk. It's not causing her discomfort. Okay.
But I would also express that it would be beneficial not to encourage the excitement, but to move in a natural capacity. This is not an action that requires excitement. It is a routine action. It is a natural action. And in that, I would express if you can think to yourself in a similar capacity to yourself, do you become excited if you engage walk?
Yeah.
Generally.
Well, it depends on where we're going. If we're going somewhere new, yeah, I like to go. I get, you know, if I think about walking down by the river in Florida, that, you know, that's a, you know, makes me feel good. That's exciting to think about being able to do that again.
Let me rephrase. Do you express the excitement by jumping up and down?
No. But
you don't do that yourself.
Right.
You wouldn't necessarily encourage each other to do that.
Right. Is there anything we could give her to help ease the breathing? Like melatonin or something for relaxation?
about melatonin. I would express you could experiment with valerian.
Valerian root?
But I would express in very small amounts and to experiment how she responds to it.
To see if it eases her breathing at all? Okay, like a tincture in her food or something?
Very small amount.
Like less than a teaspoon?
Yes.
A day?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then the other thing is, you know, we're talking about exercise. You know, one of my gypsies very young. And, you know, I've always been a believer in letting him run and go all out, and it makes Carol a wreck because she's always so worried that they're gonna break a leg or get hurt. So is there anything you can offer to maybe help ease her panic about that so she's not screaming at him all the time?
I would express that it is a natural action for them to do. And that, especially if they are not engaging in considerably rough terrain, that is considerably rocky or cliff, if it is not a terrain such as that, that it is natural for them to run and not to be concerned with that. They are considerably agile and sure-footed.
And
therefore, it is more likely that she would influence one of them to injure themselves because of the continuous energy that she is expressing than it is for them to naturally do that.
Did Echo dislocate his toe last night to show her that it's okay for something to happen and that it's not, you know, an earth-ending injury?
I would agree.
So that was very helpful. So running around their fenced backyard is perfectly fine.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay. I was in the bathroom this morning and the lights went out when I was trying to leave the bathroom. Was that Patel messing around?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. The eggs yesterday, we did the egg challenge with the autumn equinox, and they stood on end for like almost an hour. Did that happen just because we believed it would, or is that a phenomenon of the, you know, the energy of the earth, or what was going on with that?
I would express that it was a combination of the energy in that location and your combined energies.
There were six eggs and they stood for over an hour, and we, you know, I compared it to our six dogs that have passed, that each one was holding one up. Would you agree with that?
I would express that that is the imagery you attach to it. Therefore, in that capacity, yes, I would agree with it.
Was there energy present?
Yes, because it is present with you.
So they're always with us all the time. Yeah. Okay. Is there, you know, usually I do a birthday session. I didn't do one this year, and I always ask my theme for the next year. Would you like to offer up a theme for this next year?
Choices.
Choices? In what capacity?
In every capacity.
Just to pay attention to them, or pay attention to why I'm making them, or?
Yes, what your motivation is. In every capacity. What motivates the choices you are generating for everything you do, even when you think you aren't doing anything, is a choice.
Do you think I've been more aware of that? I feel like I have.
Yes. And I would express that you can expand that more and become more aware of it.
I was wondering if part of why I felt so unmotivated where I was in North Carolina, did it have to do with that area? I just didn't feel creative at all.
That is a significant piece, yes.
And then trying to get back up here turned into such a nightmare. Was there a message in why that was so difficult? I attribute it to the part of the Gettysburg curse. That every time I come here, there's either a problem getting here. It was usually a problem setting up or breaking down. And this time it was a problem just getting here.
You already anticipate it, even if you aren't thinking about it, and therefore that energy is already being expressed, and it is likely that you would generate obstacles.
Well, I do that good. What brought Carol and I into each other's lives? We've been, you know, become so close in such a short period of time. Is it because we've had so many focuses together before?
I would agree with that, but I would also express that you have drawn yourselves together now to be supportive to each other and, in a manner of speaking, to learn from each other. You each have something to offer to the other.
I felt like we had maybe like 375 focuses together.
Yeah.
Cool. Can I get her essence name?
One moment.
Oh, cool. And I feel like she's soft.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. And let's see, soft. And then there's a third one that I can't quite. Essence name, soft, and then there's, what's the third thing that we usually ask?
Political focus.
She's political. I'm political too. Cool. Okay, and is she, she's a caregiver, but I don't, is that like Gramada or Millumet?
Millumet.
Okay, I'll take spell that. All right, well, our time is up. Thank you so much. It's been such a long time, and this has been very helpful as always.
You are very welcome, my friend. I shall be anticipating our next meeting.
Me too.
And I will be offering my energy to you in tremendous encouragement. You are accomplishing, and I very much acknowledge that.
Well, we have a big ghosty day, so if you could show up somewhere, that would be greatly appreciated.
Ah, perhaps I shall, in fun.
Okay, thank you.
In wondrous lovingness to you, my dear friend, as always, au revoir.
Au revoir.